And so I just want to sing this chorus one more time. And maybe you're not saying anything. But I just want to invite every single person here, whether you have a beautiful singing voice or not, but let's sing not just from the bottom of our vocal cords, let's sing this and declare it from the bottom of our heart. Let's declare that one thing will I seek to be in the house of the Lord. One thing I seek to behold His beauty. So that's what these words mean. The English is on the bottom, so let's really declare it from the bottom of our heart. To stand up and declare what is not, so that the things that are not may be. The worship team, let's just sing that chorus one more time. Shuno Ieni.
到西藏。
How was your week this week?
Good. 昨日も how many teams are here? 17人チームやってくれて感謝です。
So, 昨日、Japanese, that's just Japanese. I tell you, anyway, that we had youth night last night, and there were 17 young people here.
はい、感謝です。
Praise the
Lord. 今週の土曜日もイングリッシュパーティーがありますから、これをと。
So this Saturday there's an English conversation party. So please come, use that as an opportunity to just bring people into the house of God and connect relationship with Christians. So come yourself and bring a friend who wants to know Japanese.
はい。7月になりました。1年が半分いきました。
今月第一の日曜日です。I'm keep helping him out with his Japanese. Today is the first Sunday of July, and half the year of 2017 is finished.
はい、半分ですよ。
Half the year is.
感謝ですね。
Praise God for all you've done. Praise the Lord.
はい、このあと半年頑張りましょうね。
So let's really just.I don't really want to say let's try our best, but let's really live fully the next 6 months. Let's really live fully.
今日は少しですね、何か surreal っていう感じがしますね。
So today is a little bit surreal.
今日はハモンドさんたちが送り出しました。
So today, the Hammond family, they're actually not departing from Japan until tomorrow, but they're leaving this area. So,
カルラとリザさんですから、8人がちょっと会えないっていうのはね、ちょっと不便というかね。
Eight of them, the seven Hammond family and also Lisa, was so much a part of this church. And at the same time, really beloved friends of ours, maybe some of you don't know them, but many of you do. Shirley and Bethany are here from the States visiting, and it's just such a blessing to have you guys. I can't even, words don't express, so just so good to have you.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years, just about 2 years since they were in Japan.
You want to come and say something here? Yeah, please come. You want to say anything? I'm sorry.
Actually, they've been sharing their testimony in different churches. たんですけれども、水場でも一言、これは急ですよ。今言われたことです。
すみません、聞かれました。I'm sorry.
But they've been practicing. They've been giving testimony. Yeah. Many times.
Okay. So sudden.
That's so sudden. Well, we came back to visit friends and missionaries in Nagoya.And Sagamihara. Because Bethany wants to continue to be a part of Japan. We worked alongside our missionary friends in Nagoya and Sagamihara to see if there would be work for Bethany.
長野とか相模原で毎年ですね、彼女がベタニさん働く場所ができるということを祈ってます。
And so we were glad to be so busy up until coming here where we can relax for a couple of days.
ですけど、ずっとですね、忙しくて、やっとこう、数日間、ゆっくりすることができました。
In Nagoya, we were really busy. We kind of went non-stop from 10 in the morning to like at least 8 at night. The family we visited, their oldest daughter was our foster baby. So, my mom has met Sam, but this is my first time meeting
them.
So, what we did is we did a homeless ministry while we were there. We did. I really don't remember. We did the cafe with Cynthia Rubel. We helped work in the cafe. She has a cafe that's for moms who are in crisis pregnancies. And sometimes she has homesick, and so we cooked dinner for her, we went shopping for her. And we loved on them as best we could. Our trip, I guess, it was pretty well planned, but not as well planned. Sometimes conflicted and we had to change. So then we came to Sagamihara, and that family also has one of our foster babies. We kept in touch with that family. What we did there is we did an English time for the children. We loved on their family. And we helped with the children for the marriage course that they have. And we did a neighborhood
kickoff.
So then we came here, and it's just kind of been relaxing.
I just want to pray for Sharon and Bethany, also Tom and Judah and Tom. They are family. We just want to welcome them. Let's keep praying for them, and especially Bethany, want to come back to Japan. Can anybody pray for them? Okay, we have to pray.
Well, we just thank you for these amazing servants of yours that have come, Lord. They've been a blessing. We've received them as a blessing, Lord. We just now, as they go back, we send them back, Lord. We ask that you would give them traveling mercies as they go forward, Lord. We ask that you would bless their trip, Lord. Lord, we ask for first-class tickets, Lord. You can do that. Lord, we ask that you just bless their trip back. We thank you for all the work that they've done. Lord, we ask that you would, all the seeds that they planted and everything that they've sown and all the work that they've done, Lord, that you would water it, and you bring around people around it. Lord, that you would take care of it, that you would watch over them. Lord, I ask that you continue to advance your kingdom to these people. In Jesus' name.
Make sure to pray with them today, okay? And share with them.
I'm sorry.
再来週は私とバーバラさん、留守をします。
So next Sunday, as well as the Sunday after that, Matt and I will be away. Greg is going to be sharing the message, so please come. It's going to be an amazing, blessed time. Please come. So actually, not just the message, but there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. So if you're able to come next week and you're able to help in any way, like I have a little time, I want to help. Please come and talk with Mark and I. A lot of things to explain, like for example, the garbage. Garbage needs to be thrown away, or I'm setting up the chairs, or put the monitor upstairs so that the moms with kids can listen to the message without having to worry about, oh, is my child too noisy? They can really listen to the message in the tatami room. And so lunch, somebody's going to be making lunch or not. And where's the rice? So there's lots of things that Masa and I do. There are two Sundays. So, how could you just lend a hand? So if you can do that, it's easy to forget, but try to make it an important thing and remind yourself so you can come and tell us in what way you might be able to help. So just everything in God's hands. Mark will be doing the kids' message, so Mark will come up and Mark will interpret and make a meal. And kids, if you're little, you want to come up, please come on up here. Wow.
First thing I real quick just want to say thank you to the Lord for what he did last night here. You know, we pray and ask God for something and then we think, well, if this part of that happens, it'll be a good thing. So me and my smaller thinking, I prayed along the lines of, Lord, last time we had 13 kids, now it's summer break. If we can have at least that many, that'd be good. And then I read a book about George Mueller, which I encourage every single one of you to read. And it stretched my faith. So I changed the way I was thinking of her last night. And even with some of the kids who were here last month weren't able to come this month, we still had 17 kids instead of 13. And it was so awesome to see that because of the Hammond children leaving and another two kids leaving, even though we spent an hour and a half of praying, singing, and doing Bible study, they were attentive and paid attention and were engaged in what was going on. So I ask everyone here to be in prayer for the next meeting will be at the end of August. And I'm asking God to fill this room with children who want to know more about Him, who want to know more about Him.
様を求める子供たちでこう溢れることを祈りたいと思います。
All right. Today, guys, we're looking into Matthew chapter 9. And Matthew's continuing to tell the stories of Jesus as he was going through his life and healing people. And so Jesus was teaching, and a man came up to him named Jairus.Nathan, stand up real quick, right here beside me. All right, so Jairus interrupts Jesus and says, "Lord, my daughter is sick. Will you come and heal her?" And he said that I know that if you just come and touch her, she will be well. So Jesus says, okay, let's go. And he starts walking with him. But as they're walking, all of a sudden Jesus stops. And he stops because there was a woman who had been sick for 12 years who had touched him. So I want you, all of you can stand up real quick and come and surround me. I want you guys to get real close, okay? So Jesus is walking in this crowd. And he asks, who touched me? And I love the story because I'm like, really? Come on, look. It could be anybody.
誰でも触った可能性がある。本当に？
But he knew that healing power had left him, and he wanted to speak to that woman. And so he stops and he talks to her and says that because of her faith, you are now healed.And Mark tells us that she had actually spent all of her money on doctors trying to get healed. And despite all of that, she actually was getting worse.
So
she thought in her head, if I simply touch Jesus' clothing, she didn't even want to bother him, just touch his clothing, I will be healed.So Jesus says, you are healed, and she is instantly healed when she touched him. So then I think, if I was Jairus at this point, I'd be really, really impatient.Because my daughter is dying and Jesus is spending time with this woman and he said he'd come to my house. And Matthew leaves this part out, but I'm going to take it from Mark in that while they were there, before they ever get to his house, the people come and say, don't bother Jesus anymore, your daughter has died.
そしてその文章の中にいるときに、他の人がそこに来て、あなたの娘は内心だから、もう来なくていいってそう言われてしまったんです。
But it's pretty obvious Jairus doesn't believe them as far as that it's no sense of bother Jesus anymore because they continue walking through his house.
でもヤイロはそれを信じず、そのままヤイロの家にイエスの場所に向かいます。
And when they get there, there's a lot of people who are there mourning the death of this little girl. And Jesus walks past them and says, don't worry, she's actually just sleeping. And he walks into her room. And he takes her hand and says, get up. And what does she do?She was dead, but Jesus simply brought her back to life by speaking her name, saying, get up. And so this story is so awesome because it talks about how these two people came to Jesus in two different ways.
この話は く素晴らしい部分がたくさんあるんですけど、2つの2人の人が違う方向で神イエス様のところに来て、
See, Jairus came right up to Jesus, interrupted what was going on, and says, Please come with me. My daughter needs your healing touch. And yet the lady, she comes and just very secretly touches his clothing, not wanting to bother him at all. And both times, both people are still healed. And so I look at this story and see it as an encouragement to you guys. We have no reason to be afraid to take our needs and our things that we need God to do in our lives to Him and say, please do this. He is not going to be too busy and say, No, I can't do that. He's not going to say, Oh, that's too big of a request. Can't do that one. But we can see in this passage that he is willing to help us no matter what is going on. So I want to encourage you, take your needs, take your request to God. Does God already know what you need? Does God know what you guys need? If you're sick, does He know you need to be healed? If there's a need that you know of, does He already know what's going on? But what's cool is He wants us to come to Him and ask Him for that. And He is faithful and He will answer those prayers. Because if He's powerful enough to take that girl who they thought was dead and say, Oh, she's just sleeping. He's powerful enough to answer your prayers. And He wants you to come to Him, and He wants to answer your
prayers.
So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for being such a good and powerful and strong God. Thank You that You are never too busy for us to bring our voice to You. Thank You, Lord, that none of our requests are too big that You can't answer them. So Lord, I request that each one of these children will turn their lives over to You. I ask that they would choose to follow You as their Lord and their Savior. And Lord, thank You that as they bring the request to You, You will gladly answer.